the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepherd, back in just a moment.
I'm a cotton farmer.
I'm BASF.
I'm made of grit, passion, and hands that never stop working.
I'm made of agronomics, innovation, and hands that never stop helping.
I believe cotton isn't a crop. It's a calling. I'm made to grow it.
Protect it.
I know this is important to my family.
Every family.
That's why I work harder.
Innovate better.
To make my cotton as good as it can be.
As protected as it can be.
I'm a cotton farmer.
I'm BASF.
We create chemistry.
P&K knows these are extraordinary times, but after 40 years, we know how resilient our community can be. The health and safety of our customers and employees are our top priority. But we also know that the grass will still grow, our animals will still need care, and your equipment still needs to run. P&K is meeting the needs of our customers online, from choosing a tractor and securing financing to ordering parts and scheduling service. Visit our website or call one of our stores. P&K Equipment and John Deere Ben will continue to be here for our customers, a promise that will not change.
In our latest Road to Rural Prosperity podcast, Farm Director Ron Hayes caught up with Oklahoma Governor Kevin Stitt and got his take on where things stand with McGirt versus Oklahoma.
The McGirt decision is a huge, huge decision for Oklahoma. I mean, it basically said that all the reservations in eastern Oklahoma were never disestablished. We've been operating for the last 113 years at the state of Oklahoma had one set of rules. And so this basically throws that up into uncertainty. And so I set up this commission to let Oklahomans know what the future looks like and what are the solutions and how can we resolve this. And basically, they came back, and I don't know how you could argue with it, that to be a successful state, we have to have one set of rules for taxation, for regulation, for criminal prosecution, regardless of your race, your gender, your geography, your political affiliation, your association. You have to have one set of rules. We all benefit from driving on roads and going to the same schools, and we all have the responsibility to pay for those and live under the same set of rules. So that's basically what it said. It's a huge issue, and there's going to be tremendous uncertainty, and it's going to cost our state revenue, tax dollars, if we don't get this solved. And so I really want Oklahomans to understand the gravity of this. And then if we have to help our federal delegation know how important this is to fix this and go back to a pre-McGirt situation.
They also discussed the two state questions on the November ballot. The governor's voting yes on state question 814, but no on state question 805.
Yes. So in my opinion, 805 is bad for Oklahoma. We need to vote no on it. What that says is basically it's trying to make tons of current criminal things nonviolent, and you have to treat them the same way, whether it's the first offense or the 20th offense. So the perfect example for Oklahomans to think about is the first time, if you got one DUI and you're an 18-year-old kid, that's serious, and we need to take that seriously, but that is different than your 10th DUI. And we cannot tie our prosecutors' hands behind their back and not let them change the punishment for a habitual drunk driver that's eventually going to kill somebody versus the first mistake that somebody made. So we agree on giving second chances, but if 805 passes, that 10th DUI has to be treated the exact same way as the first DUI. And that's just wrong. Oklahomans think it's wrong. That's why we have to vote no on that.
You can hear more from Governor Kevin Stitt on the latest Road to Rural Prosperity podcast by going to OklahomaFarmReport.com. You've got farm news on Ron.
Midwest Farm Shows produces both the Oklahoma City Farm Show, held each spring, and the Tulsa Farm Show in December. This year, the 27th annual Tulsa Farm Show will be held December 10th, 11th, and 12th at Expo Square. As Oklahoma's largest indoor farm show, with over 400,000 square feet of exhibits, the Tulsa Farm Show is a great place to show off your product or service to the public and farm and ranch community. For more information, call 507-437-7752. Midwest Farm Shows, a proud sponsor of the Ron Hayes Daily Farm and Ranch Email.
That's our latest Farm and Ranch News. I'm Casey Shepherd on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.